Welcome to Fraser 365. I'm Chris Montgomery, and today we're taking a look at the minor prophets of the Old Testament and asking God to speak to us through His Word. Thanks for joining us.
Welcome to day 66 of the Minor Prophets. We are continuing our study of Haggai with a devotion this morning entitled, The Importance of God's House. C.S. Lewis once wrote, "We only learn to behave ourselves in the presence of God." Our text for today is from Haggai chapter 1, verses 7 through 11. "Thus says the Lord of hosts, consider your ways. Go up to the hills and bring wood and build the house, that I may take pleasure in it and that I may be glorified, says the Lord. You looked for much, and behold, it came to little. And when you brought it home, I blew it away. Why? Declares the Lord of hosts. Because of my house that lies in ruins, while each of you busies himself with his own house. Therefore, the heavens above you have withheld the dew, and the earth has withheld its produce. And I have called for a drought on the land and the hills, on the grain, the new wine, the oil, on what the ground brings forth, on man and beast, and on all their labors." Again, Haggai challenges God's people, consider your ways. In other words, people, stop and check your hearts. They deliberately and continually put their prosperity above God's. In our scripture, God's house refers to the Jerusalem temple that remained in ruins. This was the center of worship for the Jews. While we understand that God is omnipresent, the temple was the one place on earth where God dwelled with his people in the Old Testament. It was a special and set-apart place for God to dwell with his people. He revealed his glory there. Every sacrifice offered in the temple foreshadowed the coming of God's Messiah, Jesus Christ, who would offer himself as God's final and complete sacrifice to cover our sins. Therefore, to leave the temple in ruins was to abandon the worship of God. The people had completed their nice houses while completely neglecting God's. God's people had such distorted priorities that worshiping God by providing a place for him to come and dwell with them was no longer important to them. God commands his people through Haggai to go up, bring wood, and build the house. That's all in verse 8. They are to get busy rebuilding the temple and restoring true worship with God. If they return to restoring God's house, God will be pleased and glorified. In Haggai chapter 1, verse 9, the prophet links financial and agricultural failure to the neglect of God's house. God's people had expected a big harvest. Still, it turned out to be negligible because God blew it away. That's in verse 9. God had withheld rain, so the earth had withheld its crops. That's verse 10. God called for a drought that impacted every area of their lives. Check out verse 11. The Lord Almighty wanted his people to realize that it was his divine judgment on their sinful neglect of worship that had caused their calamities. May Stephen J. Cole's insight and application challenge you as we conclude today's devotion. It's interesting that proportionately, Haggai claims to speak the word of the Lord more than any other prophet in Scripture, 25 times in 38 verses, and he refers to God as the Lord of hosts 14 times. He is saying, God is the Lord over all the armies of heaven and earth, and I am bringing you his message, so you better listen. In this case, the people did listen and obey. The application is that we must accept the Bible as the authoritative word of the Lord of hosts and submit to it. When it confronts the way we live, we can either resist it by making up more excuses, or we can obey it. But one-time obedience is not enough. We must deliberately and continually obey if we want to keep our priorities in order. Some questions to consider. Do you have a special place to worship God? If so, where? And if not, why not? How and where you spend your time and money indicates your priorities. Consider your ways. Perhaps make a list of your priorities in those areas. And finally, how important is it for you to care for God's house better than you do for your home? What can you do at your church to help prioritize his house? Thank you for joining us. Have a great day.